Did you?
No, I want it.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'd vote for you.
Thanks, Miss Kitty Kitty.
You're welcome.
Ow, ow.
It's Wine Wednesday. That's delicious.
I know it. It's so chocolatey and velvety and yummy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Vero Insider. I am your happy, very happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery. Just looking at my good friend Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar, who brought something delicious.
Oh my gosh, Corvidet Lenore Syrah, which is on our bottle list, but it is so good. It's a Columbia Valley, Washington State Syrah.
No wonder I'm gravitated to its lusciousness.
Yeah, it's
I'm
just
a Washington girl.
Velvety and silky and chocolatey and
yeah, it's sensational. We've got some moans over there. They were successful, good moans.
This is what I call an inspirational wine.
Well, then tell me about it. I feel like I want to go out and build something with Miss Karen Meckley.
I'm telling you what. I'm in the mood. I am in the mood.
Come on, let's go build something.
Let's go get our build.
Woo woo.
I know, right? We can make things happen. This is quite the dynamite room of ladies. And of course, our producer, Miss Donna Roberts, in the house. It really completes the
picture.
Donna,
what do you think about the wine?
I got to say, when Anna said chocolatey, I thought, really? Mm-hmm. And I took a sip and yummy. And so now I know what to say. Syrah.
Like Syrah.
Same grape.
Syrah.
But Washington State Syrah.
Just jammy and yummy.
I feel like I'm in Seattle.
Just thank you for letting me be here.
Without the rain. That's right.
Without the rain. We want pure sunshine, Vero style.
Yes.
Darn it.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so my power. Wonderful, wonderful ladies in the studio. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for giving me this delicious gift.
I haven't seen Karen in quite a while.
Oh, good. So you ladies know one
actually
another.
We do. And when Karen walked in, I thought, oh, that's Karen. I was like, her hair is short. She looks great.
Thank you.
She's stylish. She's amazing.
She's
one of my favorite ladies to network with amongst all of the groups and everything we have going on. We've been bumping into each other a lot lately.
That's right. Rubbing elbows, girly. Everywhere.
But for a lot of the right reasons, because we both feel very passionately about our community, the growth of our community, and how we can help make sure that it goes in a very positive direction.
Exactly. I have to coin a phrase
by my husband,
because he says this.
I like that, Mr. Chuck Meckling.
Mr. Chuck Meckling.
Yeah, Chuck's great.
Been around a long time. But he says, growing with grace. And I think that's an awesome phrase for what we like to see Vero do. You grow with grace. It's not like we want out of control growth. Nobody wants that.
Right.
We've had that happen. It was kind of crazy. You know, Vero's always had a nice, steady growth pattern before that huge boom. And you know what? We're getting back into the rhythm. It's good stuff.
It
and we want to bring quality, developments to
quality
the community.
Quality over quantity,
exactly.
100%. I agree.
Right. Vero is all about quality, which is nice.
It is. Well, all of Indian River County really is. And one of the things that I want to quickly touch on before we get going on about how amazing the new projects are that are in store and all the fun stuff. Miss Karen Meckling, you have a delicious new little grand boy named Rowan.
He
is yummy.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
So yummy.
I have no problem. Everybody's like, oh, you want to be called grandma? I'm like, you bet I want to be called grandma.
I earned that.
I don't have any problem with that
How
at all.
How old is this
He's
little...
two and a half months now,
really?
And he is such a puddin'. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
And my daughter lives in Sebastian, so of course I get to see him on a regular basis. And yes, it's absolutely fabulous. Thank you. I love being a grandma.
Now, one of our favorite people, Vicki Wild, has just taken a position there at the Sebastian Chamber as the membership director, and so she gets to work closely with your daughter, although not yet, because of course, she's been out.
Brittany's still on maternity leave. That's right.
But nonetheless, she said she got to meet that little squishy baby.
I know.
And she said after he left.
Squishy. He is getting squishy, too.
Wait, didn't you just get a dog?
It smelled of new baby.
Are you going to have another baby? You got a cat?
Absolutely not.
A dog?
I'm not having any babies. Not for nothing, as a quick side note, I'm reading this Dan Brown book, Inferno. I'm a Dan Brown fanatic.
Oh,
I
Bruce
love
read
all
that
of his
when
books.
We were on vacation.
It's amazing. But he talks about how there's this conspiracy about how because of the population growth as on a global front, mm-hmm. how we're eventually going to just put ourselves into extinction because there's too many of us and we're going to tap in all of our natural resources. So I'm just doing my part by not creating any more babies.
One and done.
She's
one and
reducing
done.
Her carbon
welcome,
footprint.
Welcome, America, and thus forth.
Well, that's because the first one that you had was...
It's-
cooked to perfection.
These are delicious.
I mean, you got to stop while you're ahead.
That's right. That now is I inherited correct. One, got a couple animals.
Cooked
I'm good.
To perfection.
I am good.
You still need a goat.
I still need a goat. That kitty. Kitty's convinced a that a goat is the answers to
I
your
think,
landscaping
issues. Honestly, it is.
The
it goat,
is. Free range goat. That's right.
A goat, goat, goat is your is the answer to just about every damn problem you have.
Trash.
Yeah,
eat your trash. Eat your grass.
Landscaping. Trash. It's perfect.
You know, they're fun.
I think
they're
we've
happy.
Got an idea.
Fresh cheese.
I think we open up a new oh, landscape
goat
company.
Goat
that's
cheese.
Right.
Absolutely.
Goats are us.
I know. We could do it, ladies. We got it covered.
We'll get those little
and we drink wine on the job. It's protocol.
Yeah, we'll get the little African pygmy goats. They're kind of that blue marl color.
Oh.
They're adorable.
So it really adds
little.
To the coastal
they're,
theme.
They're like a little bit bigger than a Jack Russell Terrier, and they have these little goats. Horns, and they run up and they butt you, and you're like, really, dude? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're little.
We could do a lawn,
but I'm big on the inside.
They're so cute.
Yes, they are big on the inside.
Damn Donna and her notes.
I know, she's
I
like, get
so
back to the program.
Note. Okay, fine. All right, so Miss Karen Mecklen, please.
I thought we were all buying goats. Donna, our producer, had just pulled it up on her iPad, and she was ordering them through Amazon. They're shipping tomorrow.
You would think. You would think.
You get baby goats tomorrow. At your
you
house.
Could. You
well,
could.
You can tomorrow. Order chickens through the mail.
Can you really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd rather go buy them fresh, damn it. There are some things.
Fresh. I think they ship them fresh, don't they?
I don't know.
Well, do you want them hatched or unhatched?
I don't know. I'm going to go over west of town and go find myself my
I
own
want
chicken.
Some fresh chickens.
I want some dehydrated
three-day-old sale chickens. I want some fresh
I am
chickens.
Not taking my chicken ground shipment. That is wrong.
Yeah. I want next-day delivery.
I want air. Something that can scratch. And poop as soon as I let them out of the box.
Instant gratification.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what we're here for.
I was going to say. I didn't know I signed up for
do
this
you think
show.
That foxy nails, do you think that foxy nails could put a rooster on your big toe?
Of course they could. If
they got
could
some
do
mad art,
snowmen,
they got mad art
they
skills.
They can do a
That'd
rooster.
That'd be hilarious.
Those are my girls. Little shout out to Fox Nails. Have you been there, Karen?
I have not. I go to a different salon. So Fox Nails. Huh?
Foxy Nails. Just
Foxy.
Saying. Foxy.
Foxy. Yeah, when you need a pedicure Foxy. On Sunday,
that's
Foxy Nails
go.
And Miracle Mile Foxy. Because
and
no
you
one
just
else
tell
is open.
Them Anna sent you. Okay. Vero Insider. They're
they
like,
give you free
oh,
stuff.
Girl,
they'll
give
probably
free
give you
you
a free chicken.
We do.
And free wine and hopefully, a free nail art design.
Hopefully,
bam!
It's a, hopefully, it's a fresh chicken.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
One stop
an old
shopping.
Chicken.
It is. And you know, as another tip that they gave me. When you're in between pedicures and you notice yep. that perhaps the bottoms of your feet are getting a bit dry.
Yeah.
They say it's not lotion.
Chicken poop.
It's chicken poop.
It's or yeah. goat poop.
Right? Goat poop. It's gotta be goat poop.
Don't listen to these ladies, my audience. Don't listen to them. Don't.
We can litter train goats and then you can put
jelly.
Goat.
Okay, petroleum jelly. I'm sorry.
Vaseline.
Vaseline,
yeah, yeah.
yes.
A little Vaseline I mean, goes a long way.
I'm sorry, was that the impolite way to say petroleum jelly?
No, that's just the
we
name
call that
brand.
That's the name
right.
brand. That's the name brand. You love
Did you see that
it.
Video I put on Facebook that somebody sent me?
No, I needed Facebook
It's
stalk
hilarious.
You, obviously.
They have this no, bird feeder, really quick, 2 seconds. They have this wooden bird feeder. It's just an open wooden platform, and it comes off of a metal stake in the ground that is comes up and then over and... You know, it just hangs there. Mm-hmm. So they have the so there's a squirrel and he's in the desert because it's in Arizona or somewhere. It's a rock squirrel. Anyway, I don't know why that's important. But
oh,
anyway, what he does,
one, yeah.
he goes up this little metal pole and he gets in the little open bird feeder and he just eats. And he's like the fattest little
I'm sure
squirrel.
He is. He's the pig.
Yeah. So the owners were perplexed. So what they did was because they're in a hot climate, they just greased up that whole metal pole with Vaseline and put a camera on it. And this little guy keeps running.
Try like the Dickens.
He like, at first he jumps up and he slides down. And after the third slide down, then he's backing up. And he's hugging real tight. He's still sliding down.
Not working.
It's about the, it. Even his fur could have curtailed.
It's the funniest thing I've ever
it's not
seen.
Working.
See, if petroleum jelly could lube up the squirrel, imagine what it could do for your feet.
In between yeah. those pedicures.
Are they, yeah. one of, are they one of our sponsors?
Foxy Nails? You bet.
I hope so, because we're talking about
Vaseline?
Them.
Vaseline?
Oh, that one.
No. Chevron.
We're going to have to ask them.
Yeah, we could get some big sponsors with that just by talking about squirrels.
Hello.
It's random, but fun.
Right? Like, there's so many purposes. There's so many. Now, Karen, before we digress any further.
I'm not sure I know what I'm here for. Hello.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm not sure. It's the wine. It's the delicious Syrah.
It's all right.
Okay. So now, for example, one of our big sponsors is White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. The company I have the pleasure of working with. And of course, we did an office move for you not too long ago.
And may I say, you're a wonderful addition to the team.
Aw, thank you.
Hopefully they know that.
Oh,
I'm sure they do.
You can call Phil. Let him know.
He's awesome.
I know.
Yes, we did use you for our office move. And fabulous, smooth, easy, you know, everything that you'd want to say.
And
in a move.
Affordable.
And affordable, of
course.
She
was very impressed with the price, I must say. Yeah.
We love the price. And speedy. Love it.
Right. But you had to move because you had all these new, exciting things on the horizon.
Yes. Good stuff.
And of course, now White Glove has been catering to senior relocations a lot since I've come on board because obviously stuff's heavy. It's inconvenient. They don't want to lift it. They don't want to move it. So I've really been working a lot with a lot of the 55 and over communities. And there's one that is possibly on the horizon.
On the horizon. We have to keep it on the down low, ladies, is what stays in this room.
Fair enough.
Right?
And out on the airwaves.
It is sort of on the microphone. Just saying.
You have it till Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. All we can say is we're going through the permitting process. So it's not obviously approved yet, but we don't see any reason why because we've been working with the county for so long with this as we go through the process. And as we said, the type of community that we're bringing online is a 55 plus active adult age qualified community. So, you know, it's a niche that we need here in Vero Beach.
In
doing our research, Woodfield is the only other 55 plus community
and
they are sold out. They have been.
Right.
And in looking back at the numbers, they were the number one selling community in Indian River County ever, which is amazing to me. But, you know, when we did our research, that's kind of why we homed in on that, you know, niche market. Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you doing this?
Right.
Great location, obviously. We love it. It's actually right down the street from Woodfield. I mean, they found a great spot, but it's between 58th and 66th, you know, going towards Sebastian, between 33rd and 37th. So it's about 120-acre community out there that we're going to develop.
Nice.
397 homes when we get all said and done. Beautiful 14,000-square-foot clubhouse. All the amenities, you know, to keep everybody there. Tennis, pickleball. That's what they want.
They buy in
for the lifestyle.
There's a lot of projects going out there, which is really nice.
Well, of course,
it's
nice to see that area of the county,
you know, and especially
thriving
outside of the city. Thriving because it's a great location.
It is a great location. I mean, look how close you are to shopping. 95.
Exactly. You're on FBNL. There's a lot of bonuses to be had by being out there. But more importantly,
you're on FBNL. God love
you. Oh, dun dun dun! I have to say, actually, where we are, we are on our lovely city.
We don't get to choose.
Florida Natural Gas is running a pipeline.
Natural gas we have natural gas.
I know, you can switch everything to natural gas.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, we just learned, I didn't even know, they make natural gas air conditioners.
And refrigerators. And
they're part of our Sebastian Chamber sister. They were just there at the last one. They had huge news.
So, yes, natural gas is definitely in this community.
It's not the city's fault, having worked in the planning department.
No.
Decades ago.
That's right.
You can't undo what unfortunately was done. It is not the city's fault that they are in where they are. I mean, honestly, the lawyers wrote that, and it is just so complex and so designed to be so impossible to ever get out of because, you know, the FMP set up a sweetheart of a deal, and unfortunately at the time, or I don't know how anybody could have read through all that crap and figured out that what was going to happen to us is happening to us now.
Valid.
It's impossible to get out of. And I don't care what side of the fence. You could not even have a fence or be on a fence or even have the cognitive thought to know that there is a fence. But you can promise anything. The bottom line is that we are in a contract and we're screwed. And there's nothing the city can do about it, and it's too bad.
But the thing is that
the city of Vero Beach, has been so phenomenal. When I moved here 21 years ago, I was so impressed, and I bought my house in the city limits. And I love the quality of the city. I love the city employees who are kind and friendly and give me great advice and do everything they can to help me out every chance they get. I mean, everybody at the city is amazing, and everybody is, it's not just the customers. It's the people who work there too are just, well, you know.
No, it's good stuff. Our city manager lives right down the street from me. He's a wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
We have a difficulty, and who knows how it's ever going to get solved, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll keep working at it.
Yeah. Exactly. And all we can do is keep with the progression, of
course.
And
as long as they keep going and exploring every option, then that's great. Absolutely. And in the meantime,
I agree.
You move. We can drink wine at Blue Star.
Well, in the meantime,
bad about things.
Exactly.
Hello.
This is a
happy
great,
hour,
great,
3 to 6. Happy hour, 3 to 6.
It is a beautiful city,
wine,
and that's why people flock to Vero.
And honestly, our rates are not the worst in the nation.
No,
and
not at all.
I know
not
that,
at all.
That it, you know, it's easy to say, well, I pay a lot. Yes. I do too. I pay a lot for living,
too.
For having the privilege of living in the city, and I love the city and having a business in the city.
A privilege. Well said.
It
Ms.
is a privilege.
Kitty. Well
Absolutely.
Said.
It's only 12 square miles.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Did you know that city limits are only 12 square miles?
It feels pretty so much small. Bigger.
It's T shaped. It comes right down US 1. It comes right down 60, and then it T's on the island, but essentially, it's really not that big.
It's a big T.
It's little.
Big T.
And so,
yes.
The people that are making it, that are making it as fabulous as it is, they're working really hard.
Now, well, this is very true. This is very true. And again, there's always a good way to vent, and you can, well, obviously, yes. We need to build into your community bus routes to Blue Star. So that people
loop
can
loop onto that
hello,
bus,
exactly, so that people can continuously
there you
have
go.
A
yeah.
good time when they're feeling
keeps
a
traffic
down
off
and
the
out.
Roads, keeps trips off the streets. Hey,
that's
it's all
saying.
Good. That's what we're all about.
Is brainstorming good. Is happening live on the Vero Insider.
It's funny that you mentioned that because last year I had an employee who's no longer with us, but we had the group from Woodfield Commons would bring their bus, and they came like once a month. And they would come and hit happy
there
hour.
There we go.
And I mean, not to say anything, but there'd be like 40 or 50 of them, and they had a great
I'm
time.
I'm sure.
And I'd have an early band playing, and they had a great time.
See, that's good quality stuff right there.
And they loved it because could come and have a great time, have some snacky food, have dinner, have chicken pot pie, whatever they wanted to. Dance, have a great time, and then they were on the bus and going
and
home, and they didn't have to drive.
Well, I was going to say, are you still chefing it up there, Kitty?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, we have a catering kitchen / teaching kitchen designed in the clubhouse.
Fun.
So we want to get chefs from our local places to come out and do some cooking,
so
and then she gets to like advertise Blue Star and say, hey, love it, come down and see me.
Yeah, and
but that's
the whole
point.
Guest chef cooking school is so much fun to do, too.
That would be fun.
That was kind of the concept. You know, not a full service restaurant in there. We didn't want to go there, but having a teaching / catering kitchen, bring in some local chefs to
that
do their thing.
That is so smart, Karen. That is so smart. So tell me a little bit more about the community, some of the visions that you and Chuck have for
visions.
This community.
Well, first of all, just the vision, the look and feel of the community, which I think is really nice. We're going back to that old Florida style. That's where we live in Florida. We're here for a reason, right?
Right.
You look around, you see all this Mediterranean style with the tile, you know, barrel tiled roofs and everything. And I'm like, I don't know where they came up with that for Florida to me. You know, it's old Florida. So we're doing a coastal collection that's got like a Key West style. You know, you're going to sing the coastal style with the front porches, of course. You know, we want to encourage, love the front porch. It's really important to the interaction of everybody.
Absolutely. You guys have
concept.
That at Point West, and I
and we
love
had it
that
at Point West. And people, you know, you do it. You find that you use it. You're out there. You know, your neighborhood is about 20 people. You can see down your street is what people consider their neighborhood, and their neighbors are within a 20 resident vision of what I can see down my street. So we've increased the size of the sidewalks. They're 5 feet wide to encourage more walking, because if you try to walk on a sidewalk that's 4 feet with a dog, you know, 2x2 side by side, it's hard
to
do.
Tight.
So,
yeah.
You know, we've got larger sidewalks. There's an upland preserve buffer around the whole community. No wall. You know, we don't want a wall.
Gorgeous.
We're
here
to make it pretty. And the entrance is going to be very much like you're going through McKee Botanical Gardens, you know, like 3 feet of water with all the water plants and the cypress in the back. So as you enter,
very
you just get the whole
inviting and a separate
feel.
Oasis.
Exactly. So
it's
all single family homes and some villa product in the center of the community, but they're all one story. I mean, that's
genius.
The target market.
That is the
people
target
don't
market.
Want to do stairs. So it's going to be absolutely, I'm so thrilled. And like I said, the clubhouse, same feel, metal roof on it. You know, you get the same nice big porches. So yeah, hopefully in the beginning we'll be inviting everybody in to host events in there,
awesome.
Just so
I
that
agree.
They can see what the place looks like. All nonprofits, whatever, whoever we can partner with. That's the whole point. You know, bring them out there and let them use the facilities.
Yeah. I think it's important too when you have a venue like that, because our community lacks in a lot of ways venues that are that inviting per
sure.
se. And obviously you found a good mover in White Glove,
we absolutely
a team that you can
did.
Count on. But with that being said, when we've bumped into one another in various counties outside of Indian River and looking at what they've developed,
mm-hmm. yes.
they obviously realize that this audience, this particular audience, wants something, and they are willing to spend the money for it at a fair price.
They are.
At a fair price, and they expect quality.
They do.
And for you to spearhead this project, both you and your husband, Chuck, I think it's a welcome addition to our community. I am so excited.
I can't wait.
For
we just
you.
Signed up to host
yeah,
our chamber breakfast
awesome.
In 2015. So we'll be doing it in May. And so we'll have all the information out there. So hopefully you'll have me back once we're approved
course,
and I can share
of
more.
Of course.
So.
It's the least I could do. And then we just teamed up to be side-by-side partners in our United Way
yes,
campaign.
We did. Go United Way.
Yes. In fact, tonight there is going to be a little mix and mingle with what they have going on. But more importantly, this is a way to be able to help several nonprofits with one
you are
central
correct.
Location, which
yes.
is great because, of course,
it's hard to decide. There's so many of them in this community.
Oh,
so
yeah.
at
right.
least with the United Way,
being
you know,
the multitasker I am,
yes.
I'm like, wow, I can do 15 for the price of one.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And you
genius.
Know that they're vetted and, you know, they're giving money to organizations that
yeah.
prove that they're doing what they say they're going to do with
absolutely.
The money.
It's a huge value. And, of course, as White Glove and as Pac-Mail, we're happy to be a part of it. And I'm sure both you and Chuck. Now, what is the name of the company itself?
Well, actually, our business is Insight Solutions, which is our land development company.
Okay.
But the new community is named Harmony Reserve.
Nice.
So that's
oh,
the
that's
name of our
pretty,
name.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you.
Pretty. Insight Solutions. So, obviously, Insight Solutions spearheading Harmony Reserve
yes.
has the same philosophy of being able to give back. We dedicate a lot of time
we do. It's
to
important.
Be able to make this community as
being
best as we could be.
Exactly. It's a beautiful place to live and we want to continue to have it as such.
1,000%.
I'm so excited because I love what you've already done.
Well, thank you.
I mean, seriously, I'm a huge
yeah,
fan of yours.
Unfortunately, I was like, you know, it'd be nice if we could still be out there. But things happen in life and you move on and go
yep.
to different things.
It's all good.
And,
different
but
things.
You'll learn your lessons.
But,
and,
but you know, right. just watching what you improve. Do, I like what you think about when you think about development.
Well, it's important.
Your communities are integrated. And,
correct.
And like you said, they're neighborhoods. And I just
need,
think that
we
that's
be
really
good
important.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Says our sweet little kitty with her new happy family.
I love my new house and my new family.
Visit theveroinsider.com. Please support our sponsors because they're local and they love you. We love you too, and we will hear you and you hear us next Wednesday. Cheers.
Woohoo!
Cheers.